Good morning and welcome to yet another exciting edition of Live Well, the Health and Nutrition Show, proudly brought to you by the Ministry of Health and Child Care in partnership with UNICEF. My name is Conrad Mwanawashe Humba Makombe. We would love to hear from you. Give us your feedback. We value your feedback so much. So please send the word radio to the Ministry of Health and Child Care chatbot, either through SMS to the number 201, free for Econet subscribers, or WhatsApp radio to the number +263 714 734 593. That number again, +263 714 734 593, and answer some questions. Today in this edition, we are talking about sweet things, sweet stuff. Temper your sweet tooth. And joined on the line by Tafadzwa Jawari, nutritionist from Ministry of Health and Child Care. Good morning, Tafadzwa, and welcome to Live Well, the Health and Nutrition Show.
Good morning, Conrad. How are you?
Very well, thank you. We are also joined on the line by a youth advocate, and this is her second time to be on this show. Last time she was here, we had a spectacular time, and I believe we'll have spectacular time again today. Spectacular Gumbira, good morning and welcome to Live Well, the Health and Nutrition Show.
Good morning, Conrad. Good morning, listeners. It's good to be on the show once again.
Great stuff. So, Tafadzwa, you are in Makoni. Share with us the situation in Makoni currently.
I think in Makoni, we are so far so good. As far as COVID-19 is concerned, we don't have any cases as yet. People are abiding by the law. People are wearing their masks. I think we are still safe. It's just that we are now getting in winter. It's cold, and there's a lot of boredom in our youngsters. Mm. I mean, I'm beginning to sympathize with them. They're just looking forward to that day when the country will open up and things will just get back to normal.
Uh-huh. So young people generally enjoy sweet foods, eh? And I hope and I believe even when they are on lockdown, they are enjoying their sweet foods. And young people between 15 to 24 years from across all provinces in Zimbabwe were asked in a poll, about their nutrition behaviors. And the poll reported an increase in consumption of sugary foods. Can we talk about this, Tafadzwa?
Okay, this was just a poll that was done through phones, and it doesn't really represent much of a huge population. But however, according to the poll, about 36% of young people reported having increased consumption of sugary foods. Now, since the beginning of the lockdown, I think this is worth talking about, because sugar really has negative impacts on our health. Mm-hmm. Because once someone eats sugar, it is processed into energy for metabolic processes and movements. And then you discover that during this lockdown, there's limited movements. The young people are always staying at home, and lifestyles have become more sedentary. So this means that the sugar that they're going to be eating is going to be excess, and it turns into fat and stored as adipose tissue under the skin. Like that sugar is converted into mafuta. If you have ever cut yourself, mm-hmm. you find that there is a layer nengerere white under your skin. Mm. That is what we call the adipose tissue. And also this fat is also stored around your vital organs, the heart included. And then this becomes dangerous for your health. Then you find that we have many more than foods and drinks, such as the commercial Mahel and also fizzy drinks. They contain a lot of refined sugar. Mm. For example, you find that one can of Coke contains about 8.5 teaspoons of sugar. Mm. So you can imagine, because even in your tea, you cannot drink such amount of sugar. Wow. And then the can of Mirinda contains about 10 to 12 teaspoons of sugar.
Wow.
Yeah. So you realize that excess sugar now has a lot of negative effects, such as weight gain, because that sugar that is excess in your body mm-hmm. is stored as fat, and then you become obese by time, mm-hmm. or you gain a lot of weight that over time you will not be able to control. And then also when you have obesity, or kanawaka shitimba zvikuru, you are prone to have what we call the type 2 diabetes. And then you can also have coronary heart disease, because like we said, this fat also accumulates around your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also accumulates in your arteries. So there is that pressure on your blood vessels to pump the blood. So eventually you have high blood pressure. So basically, if you have a parent, like your mother or your anyone in your family has suffered from high blood pressure and diabetes, you are also at risk. So managing what you eat will then minimize your risk of having type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and becoming obese. So it's very important that young people also take into consideration the fact that if they already